B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A birthday surprise went horribly wrong after a man in Florida accidentally killed his own son-in-law.
Oh, man.
Who showed up unannounced at his house to surprise him.
Oh, boy.
Christopher Bergen flew in from Norway to surprise his father-in-law, Richard Dennis, for his birthday. After arriving at an unnamed Florida airport, Bergen, who's married to Dennis's daughter, headed straight to Dennis's house for his planned surprise. At around 11:30, he arrived at the house, knocked on the back door.
Oh, my God.
When Dennis opened the door, his son-in-law jumped out of the bushes.
Oh.
Making like a growling sound to wish him a happy birthday, and the dude got startled, grabbed his gun, and shot him. He only fired one round, went straight into the guy's heart. Horrible, man. So just keep in mind, if you're going to surprise somebody at their home, be very, 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 very careful. So it is a cautionary tale.
How did the rest of the visit go?
I think it was a downer from there on out, Steve. So anyhow... No charges are warranted, and the sheriff called the incident totally accidentally. Yeah, it's terrible. All right, let's find something a little lighter. A Lee County, Florida Sheriff's Office communications dispatcher is suspended for 2 days and taking 6 months of disciplinary probation after making a personal call on a recorded line. And in the phone call, Amanda Kinsler tells a man to, quote, get rid of the evidence. The report comes from when Fort Myers Police Department was on the scene for a call, and that's when Kinsler called a man telling him, quote, to get rid of it. She claims she didn't know that it was marijuana, and she was using a recorded line to do this on.
Testing.
Kinsler's
get
co-worker.
Get rid of the evidence. Get. 1-1-2-1-2. Get rid of the evidence. 1-2.
Kinsler's co-workers overheard the conversation, reported it to her supervisors. When they discussed the call with her, the supervisor also found a text on her personal phone that read, you need to call me now, ASAP, now, or I'm getting a felony. Kinsler later admitted that telling the man to get rid of potential evidence was, quote, a major lapse of judgment.
Yes, yes, that's accurate.
A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that operating a riding mower while drunk carries the same penalties as driving a car while intoxicated. The ruling Tuesday came in the case of a northern Wisconsin man who was arrested for drunken driving in 2017. Police pulled Keith Schroeder over while he was operating a riding mower on the streets after leaving a tavern. Schroeder appealed his conviction of fourth offense drunken driving. He argued that the charge should be dismissed, contending that the riding mower was an all-terrain vehicle and not a motor vehicle, and therefore he was not subject to the same penalties. But the Third District Court of Appeals disagreed, saying a riding mower is a motor, not an all-terrain. So he's getting in trouble.
A lot of guys think that that's a suitable form of transportation when they're, you know, when they're not allowed to drive cars. So they'll just take the rider mower down to the bar.
Yep. This is an interesting story. You guys may have seen this. A burning smell from a car engine led to the discovery of dozens and dozens of walnuts, grass, and hay inside of a couple's vehicle.
Yeah. Did you guys see the picture?
It's
insane. By the way, what kind of walnuts are those?
Go ahead.
They're huge,
They're huge.
Well, they're usually...
They look like oranges.
Well, we had a tree in our backyard. It was... They're encased in some sort of green thing, and then eventually that all, like, kind of...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then you get the walnut underneath with the shell. So while Chris Persick and his wife called about... Chris Persick said his wife called her about a burning smell in her vehicle. He told her to open the hood... And that's when she discovered the collection of nuts and other items that a squirrel was apparently storing for the winter in their car. Oh. She said, we had a tree guy here, and we were talking about this tree, and I made a comment. Hey, for how many walnuts there are up in that tree, it's amazing. You don't see any of them on the ground. The tree guy kind of laughed and said, wow, that's interesting. And now we know where they all went. There were so many walnuts inside the cart, they filled up half a trash can.
Yeah.
That's how many there were.
It's just
an
unbelievable amount of work, the poor squirrel.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, and then one more story, and we will wrap this up. Let's end with this one. A naked woman had to be rescued after she scaled a roof and straddled a statue on top of a cathedral building in Fort Worth, Texas. Well, the woman was seen climbing the roof of St. Ignatius Academy, where she remained trapped for roughly 4 hours until she was brought to safety by rescuers and a cherry picker. She was naked the whole time.
So was her plan to actually just get up there so she could straddle the statue?
I don't know. Video obtained shows the woman grabbing onto the statue as authorities try to reach her on Friday. It was around 8 a.m. when the woman first started climbing the statue. Police caught the woman moments after she began slipping off the statue at around noon. Onlookers convened in the area to capture the wild moment. According to police, the woman may have suffered from a mental health condition.
Sounds it.
Negotiators tried to keep her calm, go in there, and get her off the building, an officer said. The woman was reportedly taken away in an ambulance. School was said to be in session in the area, but no students were harmed during the incident. Police have not reported whether any charges would be brought up.
Call me!
Against the woman or not.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
We'll start with a Florida woman story.
Here we go.
She burned down a historic 3,500-year-old tree while smoking methamphetamine and was arrested on charges of trafficking meth recently. Sarah Barnes was arrested Friday after deputies executed a search warrant at a home, found a plastic container inside a washing machine that had 22 grams of meth in it. Deputies said they also found 16 grams of meth inside a plastic drawer in the garage. Now, in 2012, Barnes admitted that she burned down a tree named the Senator while smoking meth. The 118-foot-tall bald cypress was about 3,500 years old and was the fifth oldest tree in the world.
So was there any sort of protection around this tree? Was it, or was it just available for all meth smokers?
I think it was just out there if you smoke meth.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Okay.
So agents said Barnes took pictures of the fire and downloaded the images to her cell phone and computer.
Looky here.
Officials said she showed people the images and said, "I can't believe I burned down a tree older than Jesus." She remains jailed on $25,000 bail as we speak.
3,500 years.
Meth decisions.
There you go. And I love this story. This is in Colorado. A friendly Canadian and another hiker were responsible for what was likely the most comical mountain rescue of the year. And, Nick, you were recently part of a mountain rescue. This was on Quandary Peak. The crews were called to a report of a distressed party on the north ridge of the 14,266-foot mountain. Jeez. When a hiker saw two men about a half mile away who were waving and yelling. Several rescue teams headed up the trail with rope gear, expecting to find people stranded on a cliff. But as they made their way up, a group of hikers headed down the mountain told them that the distressed party was just a couple of hikers from Canada being typically Canadian friendly.
Yahoo!
Yeah.
Just being nice.
That's
hey!
It.
Hi!
Yeah.
Hi!
The learning point, if there is one, according to the rescue group Facebook post, is that, well, hey, we love friendly Canadians or other friendly hikers just as much as the next guy, but it might be a good idea to make sure that your wave doesn't look like a distress signal. Only one hiker was actually from Canada. The other one was from Pennsylvania. But they explained to rescuers that an international sign for distress, or at least as they knew it, is two arms pointed to the sky forming a Y, not a simple wave. So maybe that led to some confusion on the
mountain. Is that right? So the international... Nick,
you know that, Nick?
I probably should have known that before I went out to Colorado.
I have a hard time, kind of deciphering the difference between distress and joy.
There's a blur.
Yeah.
All right, one last.
We're on a mountain.
One last story here. An Arizona man was willing to go to extreme lengths to get his noisy neighbors upstairs to pipe down, and he ended up in critical condition at a hospital because of it. The man first went upstairs Sunday night and banged on his neighbor's door. When that didn't work, he went back down to his apartment and pulled out a gun. Police said he fired multiple shots at his ceiling, but one of them struck his own face. So he shot himself in the face while trying to keep his neighbors quiet.
His progression was knock on the door and then shoot through the floor.
Exactly. Officer said nobody else was hurt by gunfire except for the guy who shot himself in the face.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.